coming to you from the Lydia Media Studios in the heart of Lewiston, Auburn. It's Lydia's Lunch Bunch, LA's afternoon morning show with Mark and Sarah. We're covering news and events in the greater LA area and talking to the people making a difference in our community. Feel free to share your comments, questions, or suggestions via email at podcast@lydiamediallc.com.
Today's show is powered by DuBois Electric, building lasting relationships since 1967. From homes to businesses, their licensed, fully trained technicians handle it all. Repairs, upgrades, standby generators, EV chargers, heat pumps, and more. No job is too big and no job is too small. Learn more at DuBoisElectric.com. Also brought to you by Rupert's Beverage and Redemption. When it comes to beer, wine, and spirits, don't botch it, squatch it. At four locations in Lewiston, Auburn, and Oxford. Learn more at rupersbeverage.com. And remember, the party starts at Rupert's.
We have the pleasure of being joined in studio today by the owner and CEO of Insightful Workplace Solutions, Tisha Bremner. Welcome back.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm all right. Awesome. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Always good to see your smiling face.
It is.
Thank you.
I light up a room.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we are going to be talking about an upcoming training that Tisha is going to be presenting next month. In January. Next month is January.
Wowzers. 2026, baby.
Right.
It's going to be our year.
Yes. The year of the pod.
Woo-hoo.
Well. So we're going to talk about that and a whole lot more coming up here in just a bit. But before we do, let's take a look at some headlines.
With snow on the way, the first parking bans of the season are in effect for the Twin Cities. Lewiston's ban runs from 4:30 p.m. this afternoon to 6 a.m. tomorrow. Vehicles not moved in time will be towed at the owner's expense. Residents are encouraged to park in municipal garages. For more information, visit lewistonmaine.gov. The city council meeting is still scheduled for tonight at 7 p.m. and will be live streamed on the city's YouTube channel.
Auburn's parking ban will run from 1 p.m. this afternoon to 7 a.m. tomorrow. Winter relief parking requires a free permit, which is only available at the Auburn Police Department. Vehicles using relief parking without a permit may be towed. You can learn more at auburnmaine.gov.
The city of Lewiston has scheduled a February 24th special election for the state house seat vacated by former Representative Kristen Cloutier. Residents interested in running for the seat include city councilor Scott Harriman, Lewiston Public Schools Committee member Janet Bowden, and former school committee member Kiernan Majeris Collins. The elected candidate will carry out the remainder of Cloutier's term.
And the Maine Turnpike Authority reported record-setting traffic over Thanksgiving weekend. Toll transactions exceeded the previous record set in 2019. Toll plazas recorded over 1 million transactions between Wednesday and Sunday, a 1.9% increase over last year. Wednesday alone saw more than 294,000 transactions,
what?
The highest of any single day this year.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Now it's time for the weather.
Weather? Rain or shine, it's all okay. Grab your uke and start the day. You don't need perfect skies above. Hey, just a song and a little love. A winter storm warning, in case you hadn't heard.
It's all over the news.
Where have you been? Is in effect for today. We could see 6 to 9 inches of accumulation. We'll have a high of 29 and a low of 18. And it is frigid outside right now. A mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow with a high of 35 and a low of 23, and cloudy on Thursday with highs in the mid-30s.
In sports, Drake May was 24 of 31 for 282 yards and 2 touchdowns as he led the Patriots over the lowly New York Giants, 33-15. The Pats have won 10 straight and have the NFL's best record at 11-2. They're off this week and will host the Buffalo Bills on Sunday, December 14th.
The Bruins will visit the Detroit Red Wings tonight at 7.
And for the third game in a row, without David Pastrnak.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. The Celtics host the New York Knicks tonight at 8.
The NA3 Nordiques host the New Hampshire Junior Mountain Kings tomorrow at noon in Auburn.
And CMCC basketball has a big one tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah?
They are playing arch rival Southern Maine Community College. The women tip off at 6 and the men at 8.
Mm-hmm.
Kirk Hall Gymnasium is going to be bananas.
Crazy.
Go check it out. That is your news, weather, and sports. And right now it's time for the podcast segment that is
Sweeping.
the Twin Cities. It's time for Famous People Birthdays.
They're famous. It's their birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays. It's Famous People Birthdays.
Let's take a look at FPBs for December the 2nd, shall we? I got carried away with my dancing.
You were dancing hard over there.
I got a new FPB dance. I was saving it for Christmas, but...
Oh, thanks for giving it to us a little early.
I got to practice. We are going to start off with Britney Spears, who is 44 years old today.
Can you believe that?
The princess of pop is in her 40s.
Yeah. I wonder if she needs readers.
I bet she does.
Yes, I bet she does.
You know she does.
Britney started her professional career in 1992 as a cast member for the Ruthless musical and the final two seasons of the all-new Mickey Mouse Club television series. And then she blew up with Baby One More Time in 1999.
And oops, I did it again.
Oops, she did it again.
In 2000.
Yes. Her 2023 memoir, The Woman in Me, debuted atop the New York Times bestseller list, and she has sold over 150 million records worldwide, making her one of the best-selling music artists in history. Anthony Sean Chris is 55 years old today.
Who's that?
You might know him as Tretch. From Naughty by Nature.
Oh.
He's the front man for Naughty by Nature. Oh. You know the song. OPP, how can I explain it? I take it frame by frame it.
Are you down with OPP?
Yeah, you know me.
Mm-hmm.
He's also done some acting. He's been in CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, Person of Interest, Blue Bloods, and some of his movies include Juice, The Meteor Man, and Love and a Bullet. Lucy Liu, 57 years old today.
Wow.
Widely regarded as a trailblazer for Asian American representation in Hollywood, she's been recognized for shifting Western mainstream beauty standards and became the second Chinese American woman to be honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
That's awesome.
She's been in Charlie's Angels, Ally McBeal.
Mm-hmm.
I know her best from the Kill Bill.
She's a badass.
Oh, yes, she was. She played Oren Ishii in the Kill Bill series and met a, spoiler alert, met a grisly demise.
Yeah.
Yeah. She also voiced Master Viper.
That's right.
In the first three Kung Fu Panda movies.
I've never seen a snake wear a flower in their hair. But she did.
Actor Dennis Christopher is 70 years old today. He played the lead in the coming-of-age film Breaking Away in 1979, and he was also in Chariots of Fire in 1981. And rounding out FPBs for December the 2nd is Kathy Lee Crosby, who is 81 years old today. She is a former professional tennis player who's competed at Wimbledon twice, and she also hosted, if you grew up in the 80s, one of the best TV series ever called That's Incredible.
Yes.
Yes, it was on from 80 to 84. It was so good, it's still in syndication today. People are still enjoying it on the streams. There you go. Those are your FPBs. Now it's time for some OTDs.
It happened on this day. It happened on this day. It happened on this day.
28 years ago in 1997, Good Will Hunting had its world premiere. The movie stars Matt Damon as a janitor at MIT. It earned Ben Affleck and Matt Damon a Best Original Screenplay Oscar, and Robin Williams won Best Supporting Actor. Great movie. 43 years ago in 1982, a surgical team at the University of Utah Medical Center performed the first artificial heart implant. The patient, 61-year-old Dr. Barney Clark, lived for 112 days with his new fake heart. The artificial heart was invented by a ventriloquist, the late Paul Winchell. And finally, 221 years ago in 1804, Napoleon Bonaparte was crowned Emperor of France. Just as the Pope was going to place the crown on his tiny little head, Napoleon grabbed it and put it on himself.
Aw. Oh, Napoleon.
You're crazy.
Well, he didn't want the Pope to strain his back by bending down that
low. So far down. Tiny. Itty-bitty Napoleon Bonaparte.
And 43 years ago, in 1982, legendary British comedian Marty Feldman, who played Igor in Young Frankenstein, died of a heart attack at the young age of 48 years old.
Oh, man. He was so funny in that movie.
One of the best movies ever. Like, pretty much, you know, I think the majority of Mel Brooks's movies can be considered some of the best comedy movies in history.
You mispronounced it, though. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Yes. What a cast.
It was so much.
What
God.
An
Terry
amazing
Garr.
Cast. Terry Garr.
Come on.
Madeline Kahn.
Madeline
Kahn. Oh, my God.
So good.
So awesome.
Nice knockers. Would you like to go for a roll in the hay? Roll, roll, roll. So good.
There you go. Those are your FPBs and OTDs for December the 2nd.
Whether you want a sit-down meal or a grab-and-go, Pat's Pizza in Auburn offers delicious sandwiches, pasta, salads, and pizza at family-friendly prices. Pat's Pizza, serving the L.A. area since 1985. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 85 Center Street in Auburn. Online at patsauburn.com.
Hi, it's Donna Harris from Phoenix No Limits Karate here with your daily safety tip. When meeting someone for the first time, choose a public place. Let's all do our best to keep our community safe.
And now, we shift focus fully to our esteemed guest in studio. What's going on?
We warmed her up.
Are you sure you want to shift focus?
I think so.
I sure do.
We're happy you're here.
We are shifting focus to the owner and CEO of Insightful Workplace Solutions, Tisha Bremner. And Tisha, before we get into the training happening next month, can you just kind of give us an overview of what Insightful Workplace Solutions is all about?
Absolutely. So it is a professional development company where I offer executive and leadership coaching, management and leadership trainings, and some well-being, employee well-being and engagement workshops, as well as team building assessments and facilitation. So, yes.
Right.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. You just kicked our brains into high gear.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
So the upcoming training taking place January 22nd and 23rd at Central Maine Community College is called Good to Great Management Essentials Training.
Yes.
What's that all about?
It's a management training program. It's over 2 days from 9 to 4:30 where managers learn some of the essential skills of leading teams and holding people accountable, setting appropriate expectations, as well as shifting what I would call being a peer and moving more into that managerial role. So what I find is that, and this is probably pretty common, the highest performers in their role typically get promoted. Mm-hmm. Has that ever happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
And we get promoted without going through. Mark, have you been promoted?
Right, whatever.
No.
Let's continue.
Mark's been his own boss his whole life.
I
so mean, there you
I
go.
Know, yeah, he doesn't need nobody to promote him.
He promotes himself, which is good. Himself. Hey, this
today
is
right. I am.
We'll go with that.
But I think that a lot of times when managers are promoted, they're really good at their jobs, and then their job shifts where they have to help people be really good at the job. And I don't know if you've noticed this today, but I'm seeing more and more that people are having a little bit of a hard time communicating effectively, you know?
Yes.
So I'll give an example. My husband was hilarious. He shared a story. This was before I met him, where he was in the grocery store in line to check out. And this little boy in front of him was just screaming, right? Annoying him, annoying the people around him. So what do you do in that moment? You're the one directly behind him. The parent's not engaging with the kid, and you want to get the kid to stop screaming.
I would do nothing.
Okay.
I don't...
You don't get involved.
No, I wouldn't get involved. I just wait for my turn to check out. If the parents are there, that's their problem.
Okay.
The kid's really not bothering me. Yes, he's making a scene, but, you know, I'm not there to parent other people's kids.
I agree. So you have good boundaries. Have you ever said anything?
I've never said anything, but I would make faces at that
kid. Yeah,
yeah. I would try to get him to come out of whatever that thing is that's going on with him and make him stop for 1 second.
So
that's what I would do.
Okay, but what if he looked at the face you made and started crying?
More.
Well, it's a different emotion than screaming.
So my husband decided to help out, and he leaned into the kid with a bit of a high voice and said, "Scream louder." And so the kid started screaming. I'm telling you this story because I think that when we're managers, we don't always know what to say to shift the situation. And if you say things like scream louder, or you know, if you say things that antagonize people, you don't help the situation. But like Sarah said, she would make funny faces at the kid. She would try to turn things around. I think that we don't always come equipped with knowing what to do. Mark, you'd ignore it.
I would, because out in the wild, you never know who you're dealing with.
That's true.
True. But if you're managing a team of people, do you ignore it? Do you ignore the situation?
No, you're dealing with adults.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Maybe.
In some cases.
Maybe. But there are teenagers in the workforce. There are, you know, young adults in the workforce who don't necessarily know. Young managers get promoted as well. So this training teaches people what to say, you know, and how to get them to perform their job, to do their best, to work together, to solve problems, to communicate with customers. Yeah. And clients in a way that is productive and healthy and accomplishes really the end goal. So you might make a funny face at the little kid to pull the kid out of it. That's not a bad tactic at all. I've certainly, you know, that's worked. Or you might say something to try to help the kid sort of downregulate, you know.
Right.
Like, oh, I'm sorry, buddy, and smile. I've certainly done that a bit before in the grocery line. Mm-hmm. I mean, not getting involved too much, right? Because there's some healthy boundaries. But
would you do the same thing that your husband did?
No, I would never do the same. My husband also told our 6-year-old granddaughter that she needed to grow up. Like, I love you.
That's too far afield.
That's not effective.
Right.
So. Now he's a great guy. They love him to death. But if that's your mindset with managing people, you're not going to really make your life easier, and certainly not the life of the employees that you're working with. So this training really does help people with real world examples, role playing, practice, you know, ideas and frameworks to sit and say, okay, here's the situation. Someone's coming in regularly late to work, or they're calling out, or they're not doing a good job. Instead of saying, pull it together, you know, right? That's not going to work.
That worked
not
back in
work.
The day.
It worked back in the day.
Or
but
you're
it
fired,
work
right? The workforce is harder and harder to keep staffed at this point, though.
It is, And we're definitely in a no hire, no fire kind of zone is what I've been also, you know, looking at.
Yeah.
So we want to keep the people who are working for us, moving in the same direction, doing well. And I think it's effective communication at managing a myriad of expectations, holding people accountable, coaching them, considering their humanity, you know, and how you might be able to help your workforce be successful.
Yeah. So in this program, in this training, you're dealing with existing managers, and you're dealing with new managers that are stepping into leadership roles for the first time in their lives.
This training really is, I would say, focused on management, managing people and developing newer or emerging manager skill sets to manage people, to manage tasks, to manage quality control, to get teams aligned and working together. There is some leadership, I would say, involved, but I have another program that focuses more on leadership specifically. And I think management and leadership are a little bit different. So to me, leaders help to get people engaged, sort of engaged and involved and following in the direction of where you want them to go. So a good person to come to the management training program is someone who is beginning to develop the skills of helping to align people and teams with tasks, essentially.
Okay.
So I think of leadership. So I'm the board chair for the Maine Women's Network. I have five highly intelligent professional women on my team. I'm not managing them. It's a volunteer organization. I bring them together. We talk about ideas. We talk about events. We make collective decisions. We hold shared responsibility. But I lead the way, ensuring that each part is done at the right time so that we can hold successful events. But I'm not monitoring what the marketing person is doing or the events person or the finance person. They're doing their own thing. As a manager, I would be a little bit more involved because maybe there are some tasks that need to happen, managerial tasks that need to happen to ensure that they're doing the thing, whatever it is, effectively.
What if one of those ladies starts screaming? How do you deal with that?
Well, it certainly has happened, and you talk to them about it. You listen to them.
All right. Tish, can you share a success story from someone who has gone through this program and saw real change?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was last year. I had a group of 11 people going through this program, and there were a few women in manufacturing who came, which I was like so jazzed up about. They came to the program, and I always ask for feedback after the program. One of the manufacturing participants said she learned how to hold people better accountable in the management training program, and it made a world of difference. So here we have someone managing productivity, quality control, and tasks, like processes of manufacturing a good. And so she was having a little bit of a hard time having those conversations with the employees who maybe weren't keeping up. They were struggling in some ways. So, and she just didn't necessarily know what to say. She would avoid having conversations. So in manufacturing, what happens when you avoid having those tough conversations around quality control? What happens to quality?
Yeah, not good.
It diminishes. Yeah, Mark just gave the thumbs down.
Thanks.
So we use a framework to have those conversations around holding people accountable, but treating them respectfully while holding the line.
Yeah.
Which is it's a skill set that you can learn, and we're often not taught. And so the way you say it, what you say, how you hold someone accountable through a process that is effective, I think is part of what we learn. And so that's what this woman learned, and she was so excited to finally have a framework, find the words, and to be able to put that into use, like literally that next day.
Wow.
Mm, that's awesome.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
And you work for a company who customer service is really important.
Yeah.
You have to have some trainings to teach people what to say.
Yeah. Yeah, we do that. And my role is similar to what you're talking about.
Okay.
Where I am responsible for helping people get over themselves and get out of their own way so that they can be better at what they're doing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's how I kind of think that's what you're talking about. Maybe I'm misinterpreting it, but it feels like a lot of times we, as managers or leaders, we get in our own way because we want to be liked or we want to be considered part of a team without being bossy or overbearing. And I think that's really hard for people coming into the role from a peer situation.
Yes.
Like someone who's been promoting into that position. That's really, really hard for that person because they kind of want to keep the status quo, but the status quo has changed.
Yes.
Like it has to change because now you're in charge.
Yes. And so this program teaches people how to explicitly have that conversation and set expectations, like shift the relationship and then hold that relationship in a different way. Because when you are the manager, you're not the friend anymore.
Right.
Because you will have to have some of those tough conversations, and you'll have to make certain decisions that supports the team or supports individuals in the team that aren't always easy.
Yeah. I think that's what makes this program unique.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're not just teaching someone to be a manager. You're teaching someone to be a leader and to help management.
Yeah. And I really think it boils down to interpersonal and communication skills. So finding your style, your approach that is effective with your team to essentially get the job done, because that's what a manager really needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what makes this management training different from other leadership programs?
I think that what makes us different, and this is what the participants who've taken the program tell me, is that individuals who join in walk away with a very solid sense of clarity, confidence in a roadmap to help them do their job in management more effectively. So while they lead people, not just me, and we talked about tasks, right? There are tasks. Mm-hmm. That need to happen when you're managing people. But it has a more people or human-centered approach. So people, again, leave with tools and skills where they can use immediately, like setting very clear expectations, giving meaningful feedback in a way that actually helps to engage and motivate people. So treating them with dignity, learning how to be a bit of a better listener, and helping people find really, I would say, meaning and purpose in the job that they're doing. So making the job, helping them to make the job a little bit bigger than just the task itself. And I can't tell you how much the skill that people leave with that I think I hear most about is how to hold those accountability conversations with confidence and respect. Yeah. Because we've all been held accountable, mm-hmm. right, in ways that's diminishing or demeaning, and that doesn't work. No. It doesn't work. Certainly, I think being reprimanded, you know, I'm thinking about just being a kid. Boy, I listened in the moment, but, you know, I might have made some faces to my parents or done a couple things behind their back. I didn't always respect them when I was, you know, pretty seriously reprimanded. You can't get away with that in the workforce and expect your people to come in motivated, happy to stay in the job and to bring out the best in them. It doesn't happen today. Right. Mm. So, and I think the other piece that people walk away with is an understanding that being a good manager and being a good leader is a career-long journey and maybe even a lifelong journey. So rather than shying away from the areas where perhaps they're not as skilled yet, to lean into them and accept that no one is perfect, and you know the environment is always changing. You know, you think about the workforce, the economy, a variety of industries. We're in a very dynamic environment, so that people learn that again, it's a journey, not a destination. Mm-hmm. Being a good manager, being a good leader.
Mm-hmm. So for managers and organizations that are listening right now, Tish, what kind of measurable impact can they expect when they invest in training their new or emerging managers?
I think they can see impact in their managers and emerging managers having better, skillful communication, which I mean, that's what leading people or managing people is all about. So again, that they set really clear expectations across their team. I think they can expect that their employees will be more accountable, reliable, and engaged at work. So not being demeaned to do the job well, but to be encouraged. I think that managers can feel confident about having conversations that they're avoiding or maybe over leading into. Having conversations that again are respectful. And I think that you can look at some measurable improvements as having fewer errors in the job. So this one person did express that in manufacturing they had less errors on the line, which was really obviously hits the bottom line significantly. Yeah. I think that you can look at higher morale on teams and higher morale among your managers and improved retention. So I think that this program really helps managers to lead well, to run operations smoothly, and to attract and retain people so that they want to stay and do a good job.
Yeah. Wow. That seems like a good thing to do.
I think to me, it's like a no-brainer. Yeah. So I would say I've just recently launched this at Central Maine Community College because I recognize that there are smaller or mid-sized organizations who, having me come in to their space and train their managers, might be a bit out of reach. Mm. So you can send one or two or three managers who need the training the most to this program, and it's very affordable. The other piece that I would say is it's also, this program qualifies for the Harold Alfond Compact. So you will get 50% of the cost of the program back if you're a Compact member.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's on my website. If you check out my blog, you can find how to become a member and those resources that can really help you financially.
The website is insightfulworkplace.com. And Tish, what do you want participants to walk away with after the two sessions at CMCC?
I want participants to walk away feeling really good about taking on this new position as a manager and believing in themselves that they can do the work and do the work as a manager really effectively, so that they have the skills and the understanding and the frameworks, the tools to help them out. Like literally that this program gives them the roadmap to lead individuals and teams successfully.
How do folks sign up?
Go to my website.
There you go.
If you go to the trainings tab on my website, that's how you can sign up.
All right. Insightfulworkplace.com. Not only does Tish make our workplaces better places to be, she also is a certified yoga instructor.
Yeah, weird about that. Saw your name last night.
Yeah.
When I was leaving my yoga class.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Talk about Honeybee Healing Hive.
Yeah. I'm super excited. So I met Melissa St. Pierre a couple months ago at the Chamber Breakfast. And I'm a certified yoga therapist.
The difference
is deeper level of training, essentially.
Okay.
So being a certified yoga therapist, I have the highest level of training. And I can teach classes like I'm going to be offering at Honeybee Healing Hive, therapeutic yoga classes. Classes that help people develop the strength and the flexibility so that they move well, essentially, using alignment-based principles. So anyways, Melissa said, hey, I heard you teach yoga. Would you be interested in offering some classes? And I've been so busy with my business, I haven't had an opportunity to teach. And so I actually thought, well, what if I offer one program a month, something that I, you know, love to do. I have all of the sequences laid out already. So she and I, you know, chatted over email, and we're going to offer starting this month. So December 17th is yoga for stress-free neck and shoulders.
Mm.
Wouldn't it be nice to have stress-free neck and shoulders over the holiday season?
I think about it every day.
Perfect, Mark. I'll see you on the 17th.
Do you have one for stress-free hip flexors?
Because
that's what I need.
Yeah. So here's an interesting thing. January 28th is yoga for low back health.
Okay. That's that.
So your hip flexors actually influence what's going on with your low back.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, if you come to that one, that's a really great one for, we'll do a lot of work with hips and legs.
Yeah.
And then February 25th is yoga for deep core strength.
Neat.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Probably do that one too.
I also will give another plug that I have videos of some of the sequences that are supporting these different themes.
Nice.
All right.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, have you been in since Melissa put in the radiant floor to the studio?
Don't think so.
So last
is it heaven?
Yeah. Last week I went to a yoga class on Monday night, plain old linoleum floor with my yoga mat, and I was like, this is fine. Radiant floors were installed during the week, went back last night. It was the best thing I've ever experienced. Mm-hmm. The floor was so warm when I laid my yoga mat down, and I was like, this is amazing.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
The thing that I really love about this location too is there's parking right across the
yes.
street. It's really well lit.
Convenient. Yeah.
The space is lovely. I did go to a healing sound bath class
a couple
months ago.
I saw that. It's being offered again.
It is being offered again. And I honestly felt this warmth, even without the radiant floor. So
yeah,
when I go back, it'll be the extra
space.
Special treat.
Yeah.
It is a good space. So, yeah. And I think that Melissa and I mean, she has a background in psychology. I have the yoga therapy background.
That's a good part.
It just felt like a good fit. So this is an experiment. One class a month.
Yeah. What a great collaboration.
I think
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Next year marks 30 years of Uncle Andy's Digest. What started as a beloved print publication has grown into Lydia Media, a full-service marketing partner helping local businesses thrive. From LA Metro Magazine and the Lydia's Lunch Bunch podcast to social media management, website design, and advertising across all platforms, we've got your marketing needs covered. If you're a business making a difference in our community, let's connect. Lydia Media is here to tell your story and help you grow. Lydia Media, in business, for business. Learn more at lydiamediallc.com.
Well, Tisha, now it is time for your favorite part of the show.
Oh, no, the questions.
It is time for three random questions. Tish, usually before Tish comes in for the podcast, she stays up all night thinking of what we could possibly ask her.
Because I'm not cool. Like, I don't.
You're totally cool.
Anyway.
Come on now.
I don't consider myself cool, but ask away.
You don't need to be cool. You just need to be, I don't know, honest, forthright, entertaining, helps.
Okay,
whatever
I'll try.
It takes.
I'll try.
All right.
Pressure's
question
on.
Number one, Tish. What do you consider to be the ultimate comfort food?
Mac and cheese. Totally.
Well done.
Yeah. My friends make it with ham. Oh, my gosh. I don't eat a lot of pork, but that,
It was good.
Yeah. Yep. Fantastic.
All right.
Okay, Tish, what cartoon character are you most like?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. What do you think?
I feel like you're a little bit like a little bit Lucy, a little bit Sally from like Peanuts, like a combination of the two.
All right. Okay. I don't feel like I know their personalities well enough, so tell me more.
So Sally is, you're very good at this.
This is how she gets out of it.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
Sally is very like light and lovey and fun, and Lucy is very like in charge.
Yeah, get it done.
So you're like a
totally.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to do this with Sarah next time too, please. This is good. I would say totally. Yeah. Because I do have a fun side.
You do.
And then I also have a super driver, serious taskmaster side.
Yeah.
And you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Lucy used to set up a booth that said the doctor is in, and she would have like a little 5 cents and you could put it in and she would give you her advice.
People pay me 2 cents for that now.
Yeah. It's worth more. It's worth more.
All right, Tish, final question.
Okay.
Outside of your phone, what is something that you cannot give up in your daily life? Like material things.
Coffee.
Yeah.
Oh.
No matter where I am in the world, coffee is one of the first 5 things that I do every morning. Mm. And I have struggled with Nespresso machines because they're not always easy. And when you're in Europe, they're all a little different.
Mm.
But I have to have coffee. I've overflown coffee, you know, like the put too much water in. I've hydrated the coffee, but it's coffee.
Yeah. What are the other 4 things?
Well, brushing my teeth, going
important.
To the bathroom, stretching and sitting in meditation.
Oh, okay. See, those are the 2 I was kind of...
Yeah, a little stretch
Everybody
in the
Everybody does
morning.
The other 2.
I know.
Hopefully.
And if you're not, please start.
Yeah, would you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Tish, this has been fun as always
and
informative. Thank you. Thank you so much for stopping by this morning. And best of luck with your Good to Great Management Essentials training on January 22nd and 23rd at Central Maine Community College.
Thank you so much. It was always a pleasure to be here.
Thanks to Rupert's Beverage and Redemption and DeBlois Electric for sponsoring today's episode. And if you would like to be part of the Lydia's Lunch Bunch advertising family, reach out to Pam Ashby via email at pam@lydiamediallc.com.
Have a great day, and remember, don't bite your cat. And I will.